Hello again. This is the old Good Morning Man, Kermit Edney, with Program 74. In a series of 260 chapters dealing with the happenings and the people who made things happen over the past 50 years, the WHKP years. Follows the same format of the great Frank L. Fitzsimmons series from the banks of the Ocklawaha. So we simply call it Where Fitz Left Off. Today, we recall the days when a dime would get you the best hot dog in the world along with a 12-ounce Pepsi Cola at Freeman's Lunch at Tuxedo. Every generation has its gathering place. In the 40s and 50s, in Hendersonville, it was Waldrop Soda Shop, Shorty's, or Brock's Drive-In. In Zirconia, Lake Summit, Tuxedo, in the south part of the county, it was Freeman's Lunch. Originally, it was a service station, and then the owner, Mr. Fred Freeman, added a few groceries. In 1940, he saw the need for a place a body could get sandwiches in the Lake Summit area. So he did away with the groceries and moved the gas pumps and opened a tiny hot dog and hamburger operation. I visited there last month, and the current owner and operator, Jane Owens McMinn, showed me the exact location of the steam table where the old hot dogs were put together. I'd been made aware of the importance of the old Freeman's Lunch in the growing up years of the 40s and the 50s and the 60s by one Fred Taylor, who lives on Mount Olivet. He was one of the last men drafted in World War II, and he remembers he and his buddies would go to Freeman's Lunch, and if you had a dime, you could get the most delicious hot dog in the world and a 12-ounce Pepsi. And he said if anybody in the crowd had a nickel left over, they'd buy a bag of Planters peanuts and share a few into each of the Pepsis. He said, at that time, Mr. Freeman's building was divided into two parts. One side had the hot dogs and hamburgers, and on the other side was a pool table with a nickel coin slot device, which would drop the balls into play after the nickel had been inserted. He said they'd watch Mr. Freeman, and when his back was turned, they'd catch the balls before they dropped on down into the holes and just keep right on playing until suddenly he'd catch them in their shenanigans and put a stop to it. I talked last month with Ruth Freeman Levi and her husband, Homer. She was a daughter of Fred Freeman. Ruth said when her daddy got the steam table installed, he says, "Now, I'm going to show you how to make a hot dog and pay attention. I don't want to have to do it again." He had his own recipe for the ground beef chili that went on the bun, along with mustard and onions and the biggest, plumpest hot dogs you could buy. Ruth said she made the first hot dog ever sold at Freeman's Lunch. In those years, Tuxedo was a boom town. All three shifts worked at Green River Mills. U.S. 25 ran through the heart of downtown Tuxedo, and the camps brought in thousands of people every summer. Homer Levi, Ruth's husband, said he had helped out in the lunchroom from time to time, working 12 hours at a stretch, and he says a line was always standing waiting for more hot dogs and hamburgers. Fred Freeman had a son, Freddie, and when the old man expanded and opened the Rebel Restaurant and the Tick-Tock on the south side of town, Freddie ran those operations. Ruth said when her daddy died, her mother sold the building to Edna Bain McLean, and then she leased the lunchroom to a variety of people over the years and named off a batch of people, including Jack Freeman. Last fall, this group I call the Old Fogies Club, that gets together for coffee each morning now at Five Points Drive-In Restaurant, to some of these old men, watching their toenails grow is an adventure. So when a suggestion was made that we really go all out and start with breakfast at Freeman's Lunch and then travel the old CC road up Green River to Cedar Mountain, several nodded their head in assent. That was an exercise equivalent to them of a 100-yard dash. Before the decision was made to head to Freeman's Lunch, unannounced, I drove down and got to know the current owner and operator, a very attractive and hard-working lady by the name of Jane Owens McMinn. Her husband, Donald McMinn, had retired from Berkeley, and she, being an Owens, and having been raised in the Tuxedo area, came up with the idea for them to take over the lunchroom in 1987. Jane had worked for the Freeman family after school and on Saturdays. And then later, Jane had handled salad preparations, I believe she said for 12 years, for Cliff Shipman in his cafeteria Civic Club catering operations. Although there will be a brand new manufacturing operation in the old Green River Mills plant this spring, it's pretty quiet in Zirconia now to what it was when U.S. 25 ran past the front door. But Jane knows how to make the most of things. She serves the best country ham breakfast in North Carolina. All the old fogies agree to that without dissent. And every morning, as the old-timers gather to drink coffee, have breakfast, and see who can tell the tallest tale, they're served, And in the meantime, Jane starts cooking stew beef and green beans and other home victuals while the locals sip their last coffee. She operates from 6 in the morning till 2 in the afternoon now. But like the memories tugged upon by Fred Taylor of Mount Olivet, who later became principal of Fletcher School, it looks like Tuxedo's about to rise again. Another memory of this seventh child of a seventh child, lucky enough to have been born here and with a good sense never to leave, and with a job he's loved all of his life. Sursum corda, as we approach the next 50 years.